This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
So let's jump in and get started. So just to start off, I'll tell you all a little bit about myself. So my doctorate is in social work. I'm an LCSW. That's a licensed clinical social worker. I do own a private practice for mental health. It's called Hall Counseling Services. And we specialize in treating racial trauma as well as the queer communities or LGBTQ plus communities. I'm also the founder of this program called Healing the Whole. And it's a yoga / psychotherapy program that I developed along with Marsha Banks Harold. She's a yoga therapist. And the purpose of the program is to heal racial trauma in African Americans. So needless to say, this is definitely a passion of mine and has been, I would say, probably my entire life. Helping Black people in particular. So as a queer Black woman, I definitely make it my mission to focus on the mental and physical health needs of the BIPOC community, as well as LGBTQ plus communities. And in my free time, I really enjoy, traveling. I love speaking. This is also something that I'm passionate about. I had people asking me earlier today, they were like, are you ready for tonight? And I was like, you bet your bottom dollar. I'm so excited about this. And also, I'm really happy to be doing it with Magda, who I had the opportunity to meet, I guess, a couple of months ago at this point. So this is really, really exciting for me for sure. All right. So I want to go over some ground rules just because the nature of our conversation, you know, it's a mental health topic. I am going to read this just because I want to make sure that everybody is kind of clear on the expectations around this topic. So as you know, the webinar is recorded. And whenever people speak, you know, you can feel free to change your name if you want to. Your names, as far as I know, because this is Zoom, will be highlighted. Feel free to mute your video if you want to. You can type in the chat box if you're most comfortable, or if you just want to sit back and relax and listen to the information and the stories and take everything in, you absolutely can. But please, most importantly, please be respectful of everybody and their views and the experiences that I hope we get to hear from other people tonight. All right. So now that all of the yucky administrative stuff is out of the way, let's jump in. All right. So what is racial trauma? I'm actually curious to know how many people have actually heard of this term before. I feel like it's something that has come up more and more, maybe over the past 5 years or so. And I think that people are aware that racism has a huge impact on communities of color, but I don't know that we've always known it to be racial trauma. So racial trauma is the cumulative effects of racism on one's mental and physical health, and it's been linked to anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, and physical health issues, which I love to add physical health issues because oftentimes clients come in and they're like, I've been having these headaches, or they complain of, you know, body aches and that type thing, and or even high blood pressure, which is something that we see a lot in the Black community. And they have no idea that it could be related to racism or the racial trauma that they experience oftentimes on a daily basis. So there are three particular ways that Black people experience racial trauma that we're going to focus on tonight. One being police brutality or police violence, workplace discrimination, and microaggressions, because we tend to experience these things at disproportionate rates when compared to other people, other cultures, and races. So I want to quickly go over this particular slide because a lot of people don't know that there's actually a way to measure racial trauma. There are a lot of clinicians and therapists who actually don't know that there's a way to measure racial trauma. Robert Carter, God bless him, he actually came up with this scale, the race-based traumatic stress symptom scale. I call it the RBT SSS scale just because it's a tongue twister. But as a part of this scale, it really gives us the opportunity to dive deeper into, I guess, clients' stories of racism and their experiences, very specific experiences that they've had. And then we're able to measure, you know, these seven different categories of symptoms and which ones stand out the most based on the racism that they've experienced. So those seven symptoms that are a part of this particular scale are anger, depression, intrusion. So intrusive thoughts that we may have, hypervigilance. So being super alert and aware of what's going on around us, or, you know, being worried about what might happen, physical health issues, which I just talked a little bit about, low self-esteem and avoidance of, you know, certain things. Maybe you avoid police officers, and maybe you avoid, you know, certain stores where you think they may follow you around. There are different types of avoidance that are related to race. So let's speak specifics. Let's talk about the specifics of these three different areas. So this graph here is really important. Essentially, the takeaway from this graph is that although African Americans comprise roughly 13% of the U.S. population, were killed by police officers at roughly twice the rate of our white counterparts. So, you know, we are a fairly small population, you know, in the grand scheme of things in the U.S., but the rate at which we are killed by police officers is just incredible. I mean, it really is incredible. And so there's something to that. So when we think about the effects of, you know, the Black experience, the interactions that we have with law enforcement, there are a lot of symptoms, there are a lot of experiences that we feel as a reaction to that. And I just wanted to cover those very quickly, as well as go over some of the positive takeaways from these interactions, which can be a hard pill to swallow, but we'll get there in a moment. So the negative effects that these experiences have on us. There's regular, just general trauma. There's race-based trauma. There's race. Let's see here. Oh, sorry. Let's go back. There is race battle fatigue. So some of these I will explain because some are self-explanatory. Some you may not be familiar with, but race battle fatigue, most of us have probably experienced it to some degree. Sometimes we as Black folk, we are just tired. Like we are just absolutely exhausted. We are fed up and we have nothing left to give, right? And so when you have those moments where maybe you've been like watching, you know, the news or social media of our people being killed and shot, et cetera, and you just can't take it anymore. It's like, I'm turning the TV off. I can't even look at any more of this. We're tired. That's what that is. That's racial battle fatigue. So also the fear of becoming a traitor, you know, how often is it that we may actually need the assistance of law enforcement, but we don't want to be the person to make that phone call. We don't want to be the ones who call the police and they come out and potentially harm someone who maybe they should have been arrested. Maybe they just needed to have a conversation. The situation needed to be de-escalated, but no one wants to be that person that actually picked up the phone. You know, we talk about snitches in our community a lot, and that's something that no one wants to be called. Also anxiety, hopelessness, PTSD, so post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as PTSS. That's something that we'll touch on a little later, but post-traumatic slave syndrome, as well as psychological warfare. So, you know, sometimes when we interact with law officers, they exhibit certain behaviors to intimidate us or to make us feel, you know, a certain emotional response. So that's psychological warfare. Also, shame, fear, depression, feeling very heavy, stress, of course, grief, anger, and then vicarious trauma is it's a term that you may have also heard of, but just in case, I'll explain it. So this is also called secondary trauma. And this is what I was actually just talking about seconds ago, which is when it's when the experience doesn't happen directly to you, right? So when you are on social media and you see people like you being harmed or killed or on the news, or if it happens to a relative, if it happens to friends, people that we know, we can actually experience racial trauma vicariously through other people. And it can have, and even when that happens, we still see those seven symptoms come up on the RBT triple S scale. So I don't want you to be mistaken that because it's not happening directly to us, that it doesn't have a huge impact on us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.